reached the final level. The Spicy McNugget side mission. Maximum flavour, crispy crunch, and a spicy dip with a kick.
Are you ready?
Spicy McNuggets, for a limited time only. Until the 9th of September 25. Fees apply to delivery. Participation and price may vary. Subject to availability. Serving times apply.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, July 30th. I'm Ariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal. Airbus has confirmed its aircraft delivery and financial targets for the year, but said its guidance didn't include any impact from tariffs, even after President Trump reached a trade agreement with the European Union, because the company remains vulnerable to trade decisions elsewhere. Also, autonomous trucks are now driving highways at night, hauling food and dairy between Dallas and Houston. This marks a step forward for the industry because, until recently, they've stuck mainly to daytime hours and good weather. Aurora Innovation is the startup behind the trucks on this Dallas-Houston route. The company said today that its system is now able, in the dark, to detect objects further than the length of 3 football fields. This enables the vehicles to identify pedestrians, other vehicles, or debris on the road, about 11 seconds sooner than a human driver. And finally, some earnings. Meta Platforms posted 22% revenue growth in the second quarter, showing its core ads business remains strong at a time when the company is investing billions of dollars into AI. Sales came in at $47.5 billion, ahead of analysts' expectations. Shares rose by more than 10% in after-hours trading. Microsoft also reported that its cloud computing unit pushed the tech giant to another strong quarter. Microsoft reported revenue of $76.4 billion for its fourth fiscal quarter, topping Wall Street expectations. The company's closely watched cloud services unit grew by 39%, exceeding expectations. Shares rose by more than 7% in after-hours trading. And that's a wrap on your TNB Tech Minutes. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out our Tech News Briefing podcast on Tuesdays and Fridays.